You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
AfterBuzz TV, starting place to the likes of WWE female superstars Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Zelina Vega, proudly presents Women's Wrestling Weekly, the world's first podcast and YouTube series dedicated exclusively to women's wrestling, featuring all the latest news as well as interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz TV's own gorgeous lady of wrestling, TK Trinidad.
Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Weekly, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, a.k.a. the Canadian Assassin. And look what we have in studio.
With the cat drug in.
Oh, my goodness. Evan T. Mack, America's Chocolate Sweetheart, Coco Cena, Jess had a birthday, Black Don't Crack,
girl.
All that stuff.
Girl, getting old, man. Long in the tooth, baby, I tell you. Arthritic knees.
Oh, my goodness.
More gray hairs. Wow. Back problems. Decided to lay off the cookies.
I mean,
I know, man. I'm trying to change my life. Go ahead.
All right, we'll get in more of
go,
that.
Go.
Looks like the birthday was, you know, yay and nay.
Yeah,
today we have an amazing show. We're gonna do Star of the Week. We're gonna do news, but we have amazing guests like we do every single week. You have seen them on Wow, ROH, Shine, among other promotions around the world. These are world wrestlers, world travel wrestlers, the Twisted Sisters, Thunder Rosa, and Haladed. How you doing?
Good. I'm really hungry.
Oh. I'm sorry we can't send you some food. However, let's get into it. So, Thunder Rosa has been on the show before. We had an amazing show with Thunder Rosa. It was amazing. It was one of my favorite shows. I think it was the first couple episodes we brought you on too, Evan.
Incredible.
It was a great show. Haladed. So here's the process for you guys who don't know. I usually like look on Instagram and, you know, Twitter, all that good stuff, and I'm looking for female wrestlers to bring on. And, you know, usually they have their email address, like, you know, if you want to be or you want to book promotions, all this stuff, you know, here's the email address. So, and I understand, life happens. Like, I'm if you don't want to be harassed, then I'm not the person to, like, to mess with. Because I will continue sending emails until you say no.
Persistent.
So, Haladed had her email up on the Twitter, which is fine. Cool. Sent the email. No response. All right, cool. Sent the DM. No response.
Damn.
All right, cool.
Wait, email, hold on, let me check.
Oh goodness.
Damn.
Even went to, like, liking the pictures. Okay. Then I saw she don't really do interviews. I'm like, oh, okay. But then I was like, she's homies with Thunder Rosa. So she has to be doing interviews somewhere.
Somewhere.
So thank you, Thunder Rosa. We are trying to get her in the studio when you were here for a while, but it didn't happen, unfortunately. But I had to slide in Thunder Rosa's DMs. I'm like, look, this is a situation. I've sent emails. I've sent DMs. I sent, like, carrier pigeons. And no reply whatsoever.
Even about the pigeons.
My husband was on my ass about that because he manages my Twitter. So he's like, you better respond to TK. And
Shout out to Cuzzo.
Shout out to your husband.
So she's doing the interview and she was like, Wait, what's your email? Hold up.
It was under Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly at gmail.com. Check your DMs. We sent you a couple DMs.
Hey, hold up. Okay, I'm checking my spam right now.
Oh, goodness.
Somehow it got filtered there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's
Sorry. Let's start off with clean slate. We good?
Yeah, no.
We good.
Like I said before we started the show, I don't have a beef with you. I just had to put it out there that I want people to know I am a dedicated individual. By hook or by crook, y'all going to be on the show.
Hell, this is what happened,
and I was just letting people know how we got to this point. So thank you, Thunder Rosa's husband, for reading Thunder Rosa's DMs.
Everybody check your spam folder.
Oh my
god.
Okay, so I had to sorry for that tangent, but let's get back into it.
That's too good.
So you guys are both on WoW. How was that experience? So I know you can't talk about what's happening for season two. I was there in September of last year for the filming. Absolutely amazing. What's your experience second time around at the Blasco?
but for me it was different because as you guys can see there's been a lot of transition now. I'm not in the Lucha Underground, so I have to like rebrand the character, so now it's called Serpentine, and I have a kick ass gear and a mask and an entrance. I love it. I feel much more comfortable wrestling with a mask, and I don't know if you were at the show when I was wrestling. I mean, I felt like nothing really happened. I had excellent matches. I had a really good time in Los Angeles. And I, like I was telling Holiday, it was just like, even if I only have a little bit of TV time, I'm going to make my time worth it. And I'm going to make sure that everybody that is watching me, they want to watch me more. And Sofia Lopez is amazing. She's the greatest attorney in the world.
Shout out to Sophia Lopez.
Real, yeah. I think that's somebody better than her because we just have so much chemistry, and I hope on season whatever seasons we are in, whatever they give us.
I think it's five. Where are we at?
You know, I mean, I had a really good time, personally.
No, I just think the second time around, like the WoW production, everybody just stepped it up, just like learned a lot from season one, and I think like. Just everything from the action and just, like, getting the matches and everything, boom, boom, boom. Like, the stories, I think y'all gonna love it. Like, just from the first, like, all-women's promotion that's on cable TV. Like, again, I think from if you watch the first season, like, looking at this season, it's gonna be, like, it's gonna blow your mind. I think it was a step up. For me, it was just another day at work. I love doing this, so it was great. It was good. It was Gucci.
How much creative input do you guys have in, like, you know, just as far as, like, you know, interests and where you want to go with storyline? Do you guys have a little more wiggle room with that, or they kind of give you something to do and you work with that? How does that work out?
I mean, there's definitely storylines already set.
Yeah.
For me, I guess, in my case, everything is rebranded and reintroducing the character. So there was not, like, well, let's get deep on this, you know?
But I still think, like, I feel like, I don't know if you feel the same way, I feel like they do ask our input about, like, where we're going with the stories. They, for me personally, I feel like they ask, hey, this is what we got going on. What do you think? What do you feel? Like, I feel like they do want our feedback and if we're comfortable with stuff, and I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but...
Well, it seems like for both of you, because you guys are so established, it seems like from, you know, just me watching you in different promotions that... there's very little input because it's like, you guys are like, nah, we gonna do this. And this is how, it just seems like it's more of your personality into the character and the promotion happens to be there, if that makes sense, which is a good thing versus them telling you what you should do.
I mean, there's definitely, like I said, an outline of things that they want, they have envisioned, and they give us a little wiggle on how we want to like develop the character.
That's good.
In that aspect, thing that's good. For me, I honestly have all the freedoms in terms of like being in the ring. In the ring, it was just like really good for me. It was creatively wise, I was able to create, and they trusted me on what story I was gonna tell in the ring. Like I said, I don't really know.
No, I mean, I agree with that. Like as far as like in ring stuff, I feel like they do give us a lot of leeway. They trust us. Like we're pros. We know what we're doing. It's like go in there and make your magic happen. And like, yeah, I feel like they give us a lot of leeway as far as like in ring us going to do our craft and go paint our canvases and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's good, though. That's not that's usually not the case, though. So, that's, like I said, that's a good thing to have as far as being a wrestler and creating your own story. And has it been tough, like, rebranding? Or just, like, you know, it is what it is? Like, remixing your character? Or, like, what's that been like? Just...
I'm a performer.
Yeah, I see you. I feel you.
Whatever they give me, I'm gonna make it gold, baby. Gold.
That's what I like to hear.
Well, let's talk about it. So we have Lucha Underground. We had Ivelisse on the show a couple weeks ago. We're having. I talked to Sunny. He's gonna be coming on the show.
That interview, girl. That was intense.
Yeah.
You got me watching that today, dude.
Yeah, she. There's some stuff there. There's some drama there. Let's talk about the whole Lucha Underground thing because season before, it seemed like some of the people from Lucha Underground were, I don't know if the right word's partners, but you know they were. WOW and Lucha seemed to be like hand in hand. Now, after that season was filmed. All the drama came out. Like, you know, there's a lot of wrestlers, including yourself, that, you know, want to get out of the contracts. And I don't know if you had the same contract that Ivelisse had, but it seemed kind of crazy. So can you take us through that process where you're like, yeah, this is not where I want to be anymore, and how am I going to get out of this?
It's definitely, like, I call Holly Dad crying because I don't know what direction I wanted to take. And, like, I talked to my husband and I talked to a couple lawyers last year because definitely there is a lot of opportunities right now for a lot of people. It's not like people are knocking on my door, but I want to be able to be free when the opportunity comes. Mm-hmm. So there was some, I think what changed my mind, and I think as I was like, okay, I think I need to get on my contract. There was an opportunity for me to do some TV show in Florida, but because I was in a contract, like, the producer kind of like say that I couldn't work for them because they had to ask permission to MDM. It was just too much, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was unnecessary because it had nothing to do with wrestling. Right. So I was like, you know what? Yeah. I think it's time. And I got legal advice and it was a lawyer here that helped a couple people to get out of their contracts before. Then they guided me to another attorney, and the attorney came up with the idea to do the class action lawsuit. And that was, for me, that was my getting out of Lucha Underground, which I have nothing but to say to Lucha Underground. I'm really blessed that I was able to use them as a platform. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot, and it helped me be more confident about my skills. And the network that I got there, I couldn't get it in another place, you know. So I decided to sign that contract, and I decided to get out of the contract. And I knew that when I signed it, that it was not the best contract. And I thought, you know, well this is going to change and I'm going to get work. But we didn't.
Right.
So, but at the end of the day, I was the one who signed the contract. And I can't blame anybody else for what happened but me, because I didn't read the fine print.
Yeah, we had Chelsea Green on the show, and she was saying that they offered her a 7 years contract. And she told them no. And I think a couple weeks after she told them no, that's when everything with WWE happened. So were you under like a 7-year contract, or what was your contract structure like?
It was 5 years or 7 seasons.
Oh.
Damn.
Wow.
Whatever came from. So I was like 1 year in my career. So I was with them almost 4 years. And I was not being used. I was not being taken to Impact. I was not getting the opportunity to go to, you know, Triple A. Mm-hmm. I mean, the opportunity was offered to me to go to Triple A. However, I chose not to, because that's when I first brought my son back. And then, you know, like, that life happens, you know, mm-hmm. so you got to make decisions. I'm a woman, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, and I became a mother last year, you know, but 13-year-old mocoso. Is over there eating. but you know, I don't regret it, because I, being a mom is another aspect of that I wanted to, you know, be part of. And you know, yeah, I didn't get the fame and the money and everything, but
got some fame.
But I still got work.
Got some money too.
And you got a body. Yeah, I see your Instagram
man,
post.
You ain't broke, Thunder Rosa. You better
I'm
stop.
I'm telling you.
You ain't broke.
then so, also. And, what were you gonna say?
Yeah, yeah. James Conn in the chat, Ms. Halliday says he loves your name. How did you come up with the name? He's been wondering, can we ask you? So I'm asking you, how'd you come up with your name?
Because I thought y'all was going to send me questions beforehand.
Nah, it's off the cuff.
What? That means you didn't tell her how it goes?
James Conn hit you with the hard-hitting question.
I'm gonna be back. Let's go. She didn't say nothing.
Oh, man. So how did your name come about?
I was actually helped with my trainers, one of my head trainers, Gangrel, and also Reno Anawai of the Samoan Dynasty family.
Nice.
Just wanted to kind of develop a really dark, sadistic character, like for an angle they were going with, and they just kind of hit me up like, is this something you are comfortable with and that you feel like you can take over and take to all another level? And I'm like, yeah, bet, let's do it. So I'm not really getting the questions. I'm sorry. That's all I got. I'll be working.
That's all you need. It's believable. Cause I was like, does she not like people? Like, why she not responding to the emails though? Like, not even okay, I see. But she like
spam folder. It was a spam folder.
She lives the gimmick, brother.
It's not a gimmick. I mean, most wrestlers, people say, like, you know, part of their persona is actually, you know, part of them. So,
I'm not hating. I'm just saying that I appreciate you for being on the show because I know you don't do too many interviews.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate Thunder Rosa and Thunder Rosa's husband and Thunder Rosa's family for making it all happen.
Every hour on the hour. I got you. Because of you. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Shout out to my husband watching, Brian. He watches your show all the time before he goes to sleep. So he sees almost all your interviews.
Oh, thanks, Brian. Shout out to Brian. Should we call like Brian Rosa? Like, what should we call him?
Mr. Rosa.
So you guys obviously have a very close relationship.
Brian the creator.
Brian the creator. All right, we got it. You guys have a very close relationship. You were born 2 hours apart. Obviously, you know, sisters from different mister. So, I mean, you guys seem to like, just the pictures, you guys, how did your relationship develop? Because it seems like you guys are very close and, you know, that's a friendship to have.
Yeah, all right.
Don't mess it up. Okay, you want me to start?
You start and then I cut.
Okay, I think it was like 2015. We were supposed to fight each other for the first time, and I think she hit me up. She was like, I'm so excited, we're going to be working each other, blah, blah, blah. I didn't know who she was. I'm just like, all right, cool.
It was Brian.
It wasn't her. Then I got the opportunity to go to Japan. She hit me up and she was like, congratulations, I know you're going to kill it over there, yada, yada, yada. And we kind of stayed in touch. Like, I would message her just asking her advice and stuff. And then, like, once I got back to the States.
We met before she went to Japan. We met for a second in a show. Uh-huh. And then he was like, hi, nice to meet you, Holiday, or whatever. And then my husband was like, are you ready?
Are you ready to work out there?
You know? And she's like. And then we just stayed in contact. And then when she came back, it was like.
Yeah, we stayed in contact, and then, like, right away we got booked to work each other. And she was like, I'm excited, da-da-da-da. And, like, and I told her, I was like, you better bring it, don't come with no soft stuff. And, like, she did.
We both did.
And, like, after the match, we were both boosted up and stuff, and it was like, bad respect. I fucks with you, you know? And then we kept getting booked to work each other, and it kind of became, like, this little feud. When she went to Japan before me with Stardom, uh-huh. And she joined Oedo Tai. And I went separately, and I joined Oedo Tai. So we came back. We're like, we're kind of like Oedo Tai sisters or whatever. And then we kept getting booked together. We're like, all sister versus sister. And it kind of developed and grew and became, like, legit.
And then one time we were, like, riding together, and my husband was like, you should just tag together.
Like, he's like, why don't you guys just stop fighting each other and just tag? We're like, okay.
And then we asked the fans what name should we take, and
it was actually about from the creator that came up with.
Well, he put it in there, and then he gave the option.
Because she said we're sisters, and he's like, twisted sisters, because we were always fighting each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Shout out to Brian the creator, then. He.
For real.
I need him to take over my career, then,
for
too.
For real, man.
Is he taking on folks?
He's looking for a job. I'm going to hire a dude.
I need a manager, too. So now you posted on Instagram and Twitter, I believe, that you became an American citizen. When you were here last time, we talked a little bit about the whole immigration stuff. I'm going through the immigration stuff. The immigration stuff in this current administration is a hot mess. What was the feeling like, you know, taking the test? You finally get it. You here.
It was really cool because the lady totally, like, marked out when I told her that I was a wrestler. And she's like, oh, so you're a famous wrestler? And I was just like, eh, you know, kind of, sort of. And I was just like, oh, I'll show you. And then I show her my Instagram. She's like, oh, my God, you have to be the keynote speaker for your ceremony. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Why not? Nice. And so they let me, and there's another jiu-jitsu champion that it, she's an owner of two gyms here in San Antonio, be the keynote speakers. So they asked me to bring my championships. I brought my championships, and then I'm like walking on my championships, and then they're so heavy. So when I get to the stand, I tell the lady, here, hold my championships. The lady that worked for the immigration, and she gladly grabbed my championships, and she was like, oh my God, isn't she great? Oh, you got to take pictures with everybody. And they had me taking pictures with the judge, like the people that were also getting the citizenships that were asking for autographs, pictures. It was really cool. It was a really awesome experience. And Chris Wolf actually helped me write my speech because I'm terrible at writing. Uh-huh. And she's really, really good at writing. So she helped me write a 10-minute speech, which it was very special to me. So the whole entire 20 years of the process that I went through, it was worth it because I will always remember like that I did that. And not a lot of people get to be the keynote speaker on their citizenship ceremony. So, yeah. You know, my son was there. It was some of my friends were there. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the fact that a lot of publications picked that up because a lot of people just don't understand the process that it takes. And it's not a overnight thing. It's not a two-year thing. I know people have been going through it more than 20 years. And then, you know, with everything that's going on, it's actually slower now. So it's just a hot mess. But I love the fact that we're able to showcase, you know, you did it and you're not what the president classifies folks. I'm not going to even go on that side of it, but, you know.
I think also another aspect, like you were mentioning, that made it special for me is that a lot of the local TV, I had a couple of articles from a local place on the internet. They put it on the news, you know, and even my parents were able to see some of it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my friends were like, hey, dude, I saw you on TV getting your citizenship. So, yeah, it is very special because I was telling Alida that I'm a very proud American. And
True that.
And I wouldn't have the life that I have if I didn't live here. And I wouldn't change anything. I mean, America's the greatest.
I happen to agree with you 150%. For all its shortcomings and hangups, it ain't too shabby to live here, man. It's all right. So speaking of that, though, what's one of your other favorite countries like to wrestle in, or your favorite country to wrestle in?
Well, Japan. You sent me to Japan. I love Japan. I have so many friends out there. Like, I went there a month and a half ago, and I didn't sleep because I was just hanging out with my friends. You know, it's just like we just hang out, and it's just like a time capsule. Nothing changes.
So true. It's true.
You know, and it's so cool. In a way, but in a way,
it's like,
yeah, I love
like
it.
They take care of you, like the fans, like they appreciate you so much, and so much for you. It's just like it's so different than America.
Yeah,
it's true.
James Kahn is just lighting up the chat.
Lighting it up.
He says, "Thunder Rosa, is being a wrestler easier after becoming a mom, or which I hear is the hardest job?"
Come on, James, really.
Ask my son, he'd be like, I haven't seen you in like 2 weeks. it's rough. Look at eating cereal all day.
It is
rough because it's like you have to balance, you know, being at school with them, helping them with homework, or like going to practice, or like he has practice at the same time that I have practice, or like either he goes or I go. You know, my husband works at night. So it's really difficult to get our schedule together. And, I mean, it's not unmanageable, but it's very, very difficult.
Now, you're a hustler. I saw in these videos where you were, like, putting on flyers on a car. It was for Sabotage Wrestling, all that stuff. Like, what's the for both you guys, what is the ultimate goal? Where do you see women's wrestling going, or where do you hope it will go?
I don't know. Yeah, it's the first time I've been asked that. The goal for women's wrestling?
Yeah. Or a personal goal for us?
Personal goal. Like, where do you hope it will be? It will, yeah, end up.
One thing, I would love to get signed us as a tag team. I think that would be, like, super freaking good. Like,
I'm not even to be, like, boasting or bragging, but I think... Okay. I think some promotions are scared out there, and I think we could change the game. And I'm not even trying to brag or whatever. Like we've been doing this, and we're doing this, like, and we're dedicated to our craft, and, like, we always are trying to get better and go to the next level. And I think some promotions are scared to, like, put us in there and, like, up against their girls and expose them or whatever. And I think we could change so much. Just, like, I think that's how I feel. But, you know, I mean, her goal is to get signed or whatever. If we could get signed as a tag team, I love that, because I think we could do so much or whatever.
Right.
I know for me personally, like, I would love to have just, like, one solid platform. Like, I feel like I'm a stray in this game. I don't have a home, so I just kind of go. I'm going to still do my thing, you know, whatever. You know, it would be nice someplace to be like, yeah, this is our girl, whatever, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just me.
This is what, you know, I want to get signed.
You know, I do want to get signed, and I agree with her on many things. And we've been married for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been tagging for 4 years. There's very, very few girls that are tag team. And,
like, a legitimate tag team, like, not some promoter or promotion just threw them together. Like, right. Oh, here's these two girls. Tag team. Like, no, we came together. Like, we know each other. We feuded with each other before we were tagged. Like, we know each other. We're always trying to get better. We're steady. Like, it's not a game. We're not no joke. And it's just like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like, you know, it's very difficult for... Like, lately, it's been hard to, like, get some bookings together because, one, you know, my schedule, and two, because, like she said, there's been occasions in where, you know, they notice that they put us with some of the girls, and we're strong style. Like, mm-hmm. We both were trained in Japan.
And we're not going to tone down what we do for anybody. It's like, we'll go, like, we feel that we are the legitest tag team, one of the best tag teams in the game. And, like, we want the best of the best. We want these opportunities. And it's like, people talking about women's tag teams, the revolution, it's like, what's up? Like, right. We're here. Like, mm-hmm. Come mess with us. If y'all really try to change the game and do something different, like, let's go. We're here. We're ready to take any challenge. But
And I feel like, yeah, there is a lot of advancements in the women's revolution and women's wrestling. However, there's a lot of glass ceilings that we as women of color have to break.
Mm-hmm.
And because we are of color, we are not given the opportunities that we should be given.
Right.
And we are a very tag team than the other tag teams. We paint our faces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not the typical really cutesy, hi guys. We're not that. We are not that. And we are scary sometimes because we're pretty crazy. But we're not unsafe, you know, uh-huh. and that's one thing that I struggle personally, and I put it on my Facebook a couple of days ago, because I feel that although we have achieved a lot of stuff, I feel like there's still so many glass ceilings and there's still so many obstacles for us that we're not able to, like, get where we want to get.
Right.
Because X, Y, and Z, you know, and we're not making excuses. Like, Holly, that works super hard, man. She's one of the, you know, people that I know that she has the most drive. She's always hustling. She's always asking for an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was like, I had 50% of what she has, because, like, I hate asking for stuff, and she always gives me, like, you don't have, you're not gonna get nothing, you know?
Because, like she said, we're women of color, like, and I don't even want to put that stigma out there, but, like, nobody is gonna give us anything, like, anything in life we work for, we're gonna have to work twice or three times hard for it.
Very, very
out there.
True.
It's just the way it is, not just in America, but just in any business, in America, any business in general, that's how it is.
Right.
So,
yeah, there's, what are you gonna say?
No, I said, so there you go. I mean, again, we want an opportunity. We're asked for opportunity. We work.
Like, we're ready. We'll put in that work. We're not lazy. We ain't no slackers. Like, we're ready to work. And, like, if somebody, if they ain't scared out there, if they really are about this women's revolution and changing the game, like, give us a chance. Like,
yeah,
come mess with us, you know, but yeah. Whatever. We'll be quiet.
No, there's a lot of implied, there's a lot of implied biases out there. And, you know, I think, people look at you guys and they're like, okay, they're women of color and their faces are painted. What do I do with them? Like, you could take, for instance, Lucha House Party on WWE, who keeps on getting
wasted.
Wasted. like every single time we see them on television, and it's like we don't know anything about them. We don't know their backstory. They don't have a story. They just sit there and it's just crazy. And it's just like, we see you guys. Well, I see you guys, and I see the talent. I see your Instagram. I see what you guys are doing, and there's so much potential there. And it just feels like some people are like, "Oh, well, they're not the standard, so we don't know what to do with them." Mm-hmm. Even though you guys have been gangstering this for so long, like it's not like you're just starting. So it's frustrating to me, and I completely understand what you're saying.
Yes, and it's just like, I mean, I was having a conversation with one of the new girls in Georgia, and I was like literally in tears. I was just like, this is how I really feel. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to put it on social media, but it's like, I mean, it seems like everybody when they have a problem, oh, I broke my nail, oh my god, my day is awful, and they put it on social media, right?
You're like, oh, pray for me, I stepped on a crack, oh, pray for me.
No, it's just like some real stuff, like, you know, like how you're talking about, like, this country is going through
issues,
you know, there's a lot of issues. It's 2019. I always tell her it's 2019, and it's still, we're like, you know, it's like swimming against the current. And it's hard.
Always, forever, like having to fight an uphill battle. Like, it gets exhausting. It gets frustrating when you know. I mean, this is how the business is. It don't matter. Like, it don't care about hard work and this and that, or who's good at what, or if you're dedicated. It's just like, this business is not necessarily, it's not fair, you know, just like the world. And again, it's frustrating because we're dedicated. Like, we love this. This is our craft. We want to reach that
next
level.
And not only that, we're educated women. We both have bachelor's degrees in one school. Sheesh. You know, we're not, you know, somebody that started at 16 and we didn't finish high school. Like, and this is the only thing we did. We've been in different aspects in our life, and wrestling ended up being right now our passion and what we're like so motivated to do. And we want to inspire, but you know, sometimes when you're like that rock and like that person, we're like, oh man, you inspire me. So I'm like, they don't know what you're going through in those the moments,
in the most difficult moments,
and where you feel like your goal is right there, but it's so close, but it's so far at the same time.
It's like, if so many other people see it, like if you have matches after matches, people are like, oh, this is the best match I ever had, thank you so much, or this is the greatest match, and it's like, but you still can't get your foot in the door here or whatever. And it's like, what am I doing wrong? Like, what, you know, what do I need to do? And you just can't figure it out. And it's like,
Damn. Give women of color a chance. I'm serious. Like, again, mainstream, thank you for putting women, you know, in the platform now, and everybody's like, yeah, women's wrestling. Have some women of color as champions.
Yeah.
We need that. We need some change, you know?
Yeah, well,
I talk about this all the time, though.
It's women of color, and then it's also like, we're not a monolith. So it's like, okay, it could be this woman of color, but she looks this way. And it's like, there's plenty of different variations of us.
Correct.
But they always pick the one that looks...
like the safest. I call it Disney. Disney Black. I call it Disney Black. That's what they do. Disney Hispanic, Disney Black. That's what they do. That's what they do. And as soon as I say that, everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about when I say that. But that's not how everybody look. Everybody don't look Disney Hispanic and Disney Black. You know what I mean?
Besides all of that, we're still working hard, and
we see you working,
we're gonna
y'all in the gym. I see you, Thunder Rosa, with the shots on the bed and the calendar shoots and the flexing. And what do you think of all these lovely pictures that Thunder Rosa is putting out, Halidad? Like, when you see the pictures on Instagram, what's your thought? Do you give her a call? Like, what's the deal?
Like, damn.
Because they cute, but it's just like, oh, okay, this is what we're doing today. All right, cool.
No, I mean, she already know. We have texts about it. Be like, get your ass out again, you know, like, she knows. They're just messing with, like, because there's some pictures she want to post, and she's like, I think it's too racy. I'm like, I think your ass is pretty... Can I say that? All right, I think your ass is already...
Oh, yeah, you good.
Instagram. Like, I was like, every time I log in, like, I see your ass. Like, why you acting... It's like, why you acting shy now? Post whatever.
You know, I don't know. I'm like, it's true, that's true. I mean, I get sponsorships around, you know? What do you want me to tell you? I get sponsorships. I get free supplements in. So people follow me. I get more followers. Yeah. My husband don't mind. You know, sometimes he's like, "Hey, baby, we need more And we need more people to look at your Instagram. Just put a nice picture right there.
So wait, is this Brian, the creator, that's creating these photo shoots for you?
No, I can't. No, I go and get the photo shoots myself. But like again, I'm sponsored by a bikini guy. He sends me all the bikinis. I'm supposed to be doing a photo shoot on that.
Okay.
Like all my calendars, like half of the stuff that I use is his stuff. And then I send calendars for the last 4 years, and this year I sold like 125. You know?
Okay.
It's a lot of work, but hey,
make that guap.
We work hard on our bodies. No,
but I mean, going back to like posting the stuff on social media, just like in this day and age, like she's way good at it. Like, and she gets on me like I need to post more of this, that, and that. And I don't really be trying to do all that. But no, but she's right. Like, people can get over. You can become the next new sensation just by posting pictures. You ain't even got to be good. But like, her work is good, and she does all that.
Right.
And there's people that get noticed, recognized, just because they posted this type of picture. And that's the day and age we live in. So it's
I gotta show the game though.
Yeah, I would say how to get out of that mindset. Check out Gary V. He's changed my perspective, because I was like you. It's like, man, I'm not about that. But the main thing that switched it for me is that, are you a consumer or are you a producer? Because producers create content, and they're the ones that, you know, are on TV shows and doing all this other stuff. And then you have consumers who watch this show. Thank you very much for watching the show. But, you know, they're watching the content. So it's like, you can either be the consumer and watch it, which you're not, and you're a producer.
It's true.
So I'm just...
You're right.
Pass on that information.
Right. No, you're right.
I'll send you the link to his video on your email.
It's true, though.
Yes, I will.
I'm gonna check that email. She won't spam that shit, man.
I'm gonna spam your
thing. I think no more, so we good. All right, so we're gonna get into some rapid hot tags. So what happens is, I'm gonna ask both of you guys. I'm gonna ask both of you guys a question, and then you're gonna say whatever is the first thing that comes to your mind. So here we go. Always early or always late?
Always early.
last person you text.
Camille. I texted you.
Someone from the promotion of WAP.
Okay. If you can listen to one album for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Marvin Gaye, I Want You.
Okay.
Selena, Best Hits.
The album.
Selena's greatest hits.
That's
pretty
dope. That's dope.
If you can have one candy for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Mike and Ike's the all red version, but they're not all the same flavor, but they differ. But it's the red pack.
Mexican candy, spicy.
Okay. If you could have a superhero superpower, what would it be?
I'm like teleportation. I travel everywhere.
Oh, I like that.
I'm gonna read people's minds.
She's awesome.
Oh yeah, I like that.
She hella knows it.
If you were on death row, what would be your last meal?
A steak, some red lobster biscuits. Some curly fries from Arby's, maybe, or some Rally's fries.
Damn.
A piece of salmon.
Damn.
It's my last meal.
That's true, though. That's true. That's true.
A big smorgasbord, like a buffet.
Nice.
Yeah, buffet.
I will probably
That's a smart answer.
Some
smart.
Korean barbecue.
Well, that's good too, though.
Korean barbecue, be like, with all the like sides and stuff. It's just a buffet. Damn.
Oh yeah, and a Jack and Coke or a Jack and Ginger.
Okay.
Oh, that's
apple
what's
Jack,
up.
So some people have been in the chat. Last question. AEW, has there been any talks with AEW? Has there been any talks with WWE? Has there been any talks with any major promotions at the moment? I got a straight face, and then I got a no. Okay. We're gonna create a hashtag. So this is the hashtag. Where do you guys want to do? Because we have magical powers on this show. What happens is people say what they want to do. And it usually happens. So where do you guys want to go? Do you want like AEW? Do you want WWE? Do you want MLD? Like where if you can wave a magic wand, where do you guys want to be?
I think it's like whatever's going to be. Honestly, for me, it's whatever is going to be the best for my family.
Okay. I need a name though.
And, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, if I was to choose, whatever has the best schedule for me, if I, it is AEW, that will be AEW. But if not, I mean, WWE. Like, that's my end goal. Like, I have achieved the things that I set up for myself. And those are the two companies that are right now available that are...
I think AEW is probably a better bet family wise. So here's
give her a schedule. She wants her.
Here's the hashtag. So Twisted Sister on AEW. So we're gonna post that up after the show, and we're gonna have people tweet it out, and we're gonna get y'all
that contract.
Yeah, you guys are too talented to be. Wait, Holiday, are you not part of that? Are you not part of that? Do you? Let me backtrack. Okay, what would you like?
No, I mean, like I said before, I'm a straight, you know. I want a place that's going to allow me a platform to do what I love on a consistent basis. I want a platform. Like, I'm ready. We both ready. Like, give me a platform. I want to work.
Well, AEW's has a network deal, right? Yeah, they have a network deal. Yeah. So you guys
are going to be NTN.
Yeah, are you guys okay with that hashtag, or do you want me not to do it? Let us know what you want us to do.
Hell yeah,
we here to service y'all.
Hell yeah.
What you
want
the hashtag? You want the hashtag?
They can talk hashtag both. Yeah,
hashtag both. I mean, I'll do that.
All right.
Don't work that way.
All right. Got it. We'll do that after the show. Now, where can everybody find you? If y'all not following them, you should be following them. But where can everybody find you guys?
On Twitter, Holidead. It's like Holi Dead. Fan page is Holidead. Instagram is Holidead and I. My YouTube page, Holidead. Email address, as you would know. I'm gonna check that spam and get that worked out. HolideadWrestling@gmail.com.
For me, what's that,
too,
on Facebook, on my like page. I'm not accepting anybody on my personal page. Then Instagram and Twitter is ThunderRosa22. My YouTube is ThunderRosa. I don't have a website. And my email, ThunderRosa22@gmail.com.
What about Snapchat?
I don't have Snapchat.
Okay, me neither.
Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Appreciate it. Shout out to Brian, the creator, for making this happen. Thank you guys
for having me on. I appreciate the time. You know, thank y'all.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
So before we finish up the show, we're going to get into a little bit of news. Jeff, I know you're trying to wrap us up. We have a little bit more to do.
Damn!
Women's wrestling news.
Yo! I'm getting trigger happy back here.
I know.
Damn! No, but I definitely wanted to start with, it's like Sasha Banks is filming for 2K2020. Mm-hmm. For all the hoopla and all the disgruntledness I've been hearing about, her trying to roll up out of WWE.
But has she said that, though?
Listen, it's alleged. She posted this on Instagram and her in the corner in Orlando. So she was there. And this is the alleged PW Insider. It usually ain't wrong about this kind of stuff. So she's in Orlando today filming the next WWE video game with the next release in WWE's line of video games and the 7th under 2K title. Banks hasn't been seen on any WWE programming, but over the weekend she posted a photo of herself in an NXT ring with the caption, "There was nowhere to go but everywhere." Very, very cryptic, these young whippersnappers nowadays. So put it like this. That's alleged, but I'm pretty sure that's where she's at.
Yeah, but everybody, like, Velveteen Dream has spoken out, Leo Rush has spoken out, Sasha, as far as I know, and I've been kind of not in the loop fully, she hasn't spoken out. Everybody's making these, speculations. She has changed her hair color back to, I guess, her original hair color. So maybe maybe she is disgruntled where she is, but like everything, every Roman Empire, they have to fall and you have to start again and rebuild. So maybe she's just trying to figure out how she can fit in the company.
I hope so, man, but I don't know, man. There's ways of going about things, man.
Right.
You're in a contract, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about these people, but when you sign a contract, it's a contract. So there's certain things in place, there's certain clauses and things in place that you cannot break, or you can get sued for them. So you can pout and hoot and holler.
Or sued or let go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I know that's what you want, but you signed the deal.
Right.
When it was all good and you had titles, it was all good. But all of a sudden you lose a title, and now all of a sudden you're disgruntled. That's my whole thing. What my father would be saying, he'd be like, oh, it's you see what people are made of when things aren't going well for you.
Yeah, it's very true.
It's like everything was gravy. There wasn't no rumors about this, Sasha being this and that. Mm-hmm. She loses them titles to the Iconics. Next thing you know, she got beef.
Yeah.
I just think it's when adversity hits and things are not going your way. My father said that's the makeup of a true person.
Oh, yeah.
How do you handle things when things aren't going your way?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see, man. I don't know. Cause
good luck, Sasha. And shout out to Barry Mack. Barry Mack needs a book.
Yeah, what up, Pop? But craziest thing I've seen over the weekend, man, is a fan got ejected for spitting on the great Taya Valkyrie at Impact event.
I need to send her a text.
Live event. Please. This thing is everywhere, man. The video of it is crazy. I hope Jeff, you can bring the video up and show these people
that
haven't seen it.
Give me 20 seconds.
But it's crazy. Yeah, but while you're setting it up, it's like an altercation took place last weekend between a fan during Impact's A Night You Can't Miss. The 2300 Arena affiliate. Had to be somebody from my home state, man. These Philly fans are ridiculous. I just read it. I skimmed over that this morning. Like, these Philly fans are so ridiculous, man. Fan was ejected from the building, but before that, he took a fan behind took a video of the fan arguing. It's not clear what was being said, but Ty knocked a drink.
Damn, Ty!
I know, it's crazy, right?
Okay.
Yo, watch this, yo.
We got it right here. I'm rolling it in right now,
cool.
Guys.
Cool. This is crazy.
Are they screaming F you to?
Yeah, no, she's saying it to her.
No, but it's a guy.
Yeah, he's saying it to her.
Oh. Where was the security guard?
See that spit right there?
Oh, it was after. Oh, so he spit it after she hit the
After she turned around and walked away. He thought he wanted to catch her with it, but he didn't get to catch her with it.
Oh.
But he
the
tried
way to, you made it sound is like I thought it landed on her face, and I was like, my God.
I think he thought about it too late. When he smacked the beer out of his hand, he was like, I'm going to spit at her.
So now I see what you're saying. So do you think it was a gimmick? Or you
no! Because she was on every... Like, look this thing up. Every wrestler from here to Kilimanjaro was like... What the hell is going on?
So what did he say to her?
Man, that's what the people don't know the build up. The only thing they got is the guy, that fan that took the video. Because I think he might have thought it was a work and didn't start recording until he was like, all right, this is kind of weird.
Yeah.
And he just kept saying, F you, F you, F you. And she was like, I'll do this. And this is one of those things where, man, this is my problem with fans, man. I always get fans have been empowered by the corporations because they pay tickets and they have put in fans' mind across all sports that they're the reason why you're employed, and I don't necessarily agree with that.
Right.
You guys pay for this because you want to pay for this, and you guys couldn't do what these athletes do, so you come to see them.
Right.
Stop acting like you, since you pay money, you're allowed to do something. You don't own them.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed, especially you ain't allowed to talk to no female like that.
Yeah.
You ain't allowed to do that because if Johnny would have came around the corner.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just as big. Johnny's me times like 50 pounds of muscle. That's how big he is. That's a big dude, man.
Yeah, there's a difference between fan and fanatic.
Correct.
I'm a fan,
exactly.
And then you have fanatics, and the fanatics are the ones who are the behind the keys warriors saying all types of messy stuff and not living their life. So this guy, obviously, his life is not.
And I want people to look that word up. The reason why they shortened that word is because fanatic actually has a negative connotation.
Mm-hmm.
So back in the day, they shortened the word to fan so people wouldn't look up with fanatic. Fanatic is like literally is a,
that guy.
It's a bad word. It's like not a good word. Look up fanatic, has a lot of negative connotations to it. It's a person that's obsessive and so on and so forth. But they made it a cutesy thing. Like, I like sports, you know what I mean? I like to buy jerseys, but fans are crazy.
Yeah,
just a
little.
But I guess we can skip the last bit and just get to the star of the week.
Yeah, let's hit that star of the week real quick.
Star of the week. Oh man, this is interesting. Very interesting. I seen her over AEW Double or Nothing in Vegas, so I had to look her up and see what her exploits were. But this week's Women's Wrestling Star of the Week is Emi Motokawa. She was born October 4th, 1976. She's a Japanese professional wrestler better known by the ring name Emi Sakura. After starting her career in International Wrestling Association of Japan in August 1995, Sakura worked for several promotions across Japan, winning numerous titles before founding her own promotion, Ice Ribbon, in the early 2006 year. Sakura not only wrestled for the promotion, but was also solely responsible for training wrestlers for the promotion, where she went on to become a five-time International Ribbon Tag Team Champion during 2009. Sakura held not only the International Ribbon Tag Team Championship, but she also the Daily Sports Women and JWP Tag Team Championships and the NEW Single and NWA Women's Pacific Championships. This girl be going to work, which led to the Tokyo Tokyo Sports Magazine named her the 2009 Joshi Wrestler of the Year. After 6 years with Ice Ribbon, Sakura left the promotion for personal reasons in January 2012. The following month, Sakura formed the Gota Move Pro Wrestling promotion in Bangkok, Thailand. During 2012, Sakura also became the regular for JWP, Joshi winning the JWP Openweight Championship in October. This girl, she's in her 40s, if you didn't know. This is a large body of work.
Wow.
If you want to see her in action, you got to watch this. The great match she had at AEW Double or Nothing. It was an all-Japanese six-women tag match featuring Hikaru Shida, Ryu Mizunami, and the great Aja Kong and Yuki Sakazaki. It was like, I know, it was just like pandemonium. It was pandemonium in there. I've never seen a six-women tag team of all Japanese. It was unbelievable. Came out in like the Freddie Mercury, like, queen outfit with the microphone and everything, with the mustache.
Ah.
I was like, okay. What? Yeah, just really, really talented.
I can't wait for AEW to hit.
And they got a lot of the OGs in there. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of their roster, they got some of the young ladies, but, you know, the Aja Kongs and the Awesome Kongs and her, she's in her 40s. They got, like, a lot of these legendary wrestlers.
That
and
Awesome Kong was unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness. Literally just awesome, man, legitimately, you know what I mean? So I really, hopefully, in the future, they do Aja Kong and Awesome Kong
and
one-on-one. Kong versus Kong.
That would be awesome.
Oh, but anyway,
listening
man.
To us.
Y'all look seriously.
So here's the poll question. Man. So we're gonna put Twisted Sister. Where do you want to see them? Do you want to see them at AEW or WWE? Other than that, Evan T. Mac, where can everybody find you?
Evan T. Mac, Instagram and Twitter. NXT coming up soon.
Happy birthday again to Evan T. Mac. Shout out to Barry Mac.
Yo.
Shout out to Brian, the creator, for making this happen.
For real.
Make sure that you're following us on all social media, on both accounts, Instagram and Twitter. We are 100 people away from hitting 1,000 people.
That's a big deal for us.
That's a big deal for us. We're like 80 plus.
Started at zero.
Yeah, started at zero. So please follow us on WPW Weekly on Instagram and Twitter. Definitely follow AfterBuzz TV on Instagram and Twitter. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube, iTunes, and Spotify. Definitely leave those comments. We really, really appreciate it. It's because of you guys. We are the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Other than that, you can follow me at TK Trinidad. Until next week, guys. Ciao. Oh, yeah. Big news. WWE news next week. See ya.
From executive producers Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Phil Svitek, producer TK Trinidad, and me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling, we ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.